News now from AM 550, FM 99.9, WSAU.
Good morning. I'm Chris Conley. This is a web news update from WSAU AM at FM and WSAU.com. It is very likely that Wisconsin's statewide wolf hunt will be ending early. It's been more successful than a year ago. As of yesterday, 181 wolves have been taken. That leaves just 70 before the season closes. Several zones, 1, 2, and 5, already closed in the northern part of the state. DNR carnivore specialist Dave McFarland says there are two other zones that are quickly reaching their quota.
Zones are closing faster this year than they did last year. We've had 3 zones closed to date. Last year, the first zone closed in mid-November.
There's a slim chance that the wolf harvest could exceed the statewide quota of 275. That's if members of Wisconsin's tribes decide that they want to harvest wolves as well. The elected town clerk in the Adams County town of Rome has been arrested after an investigation by the sheriff's department there. With details on this case, here's WSAU's Larry Lee.
53-year-old Dina Griffin has been referred to the district attorney with recommended charges of theft, forgery, and misconduct in public office. The investigation began when other Town of Rome officials became suspicious of Griffin's actions and asked the Sheriff's Department to look into certain issues. Griffin was booked into the Adams County Jail but has been released on a $5,000 signature bond. Larry Lee, WSAU News.
Our neighbors to the north have a scandal in their largest city. There's a video that shows Toronto's Mayor Rob Ford on tape smoking a crack pipe. The mayor has been denying that the video exists for several months, but now Toronto's police chief says the mayor does appear on this tape. Bill Blair says he's actually seen the video.
I think it's fair to say that the mayor does appear in that video, but I'm not going to get into the detail of what activity is depicted on that video.
The mayor says he has no reason to resign. The police chief in Minocqua is stepping down after the community reached a settlement with his former administrative assistant. The town board accepted Andy Gee's resignation. He had been police chief for 6 years. The town will pay out $100,000 to former aide Julie Menger. Gee had suspended Menger and was planning on firing her. Media reports say she had accused the chief of shouting so loudly at her that it could be heard throughout the police station. She says Gee also discriminated and intimidated against her. Lieutenant Dave Yeager will temporarily lead the Minocqua Police Department until a permanent chief can be hired. President Obama hosts Iraq's Prime Minister Nouri al-Maliki at the White House amid a sharp increase in violence there.
Since April, more than 5,500 Iraqis, mostly Shiites, have lost their lives in attacks carried out by Sunni extremists with links to al-Qaeda. Then there's the civil war in neighboring Syria, adding to the sectarian tension as Sunni and Shiite fighters cross the border and join opposing sides. The Iraqi Prime Minister, Nouri al-Maliki, is seeking U.S. Apache attack helicopters and other military supplies to fight back. But Maliki is being told he must do more back home. Members of Congress criticize him for not giving the country's Sunni population and Kurdish minorities a greater role in his Shiite-led government and for moving relations closer to Iran. Emily Wither, Fox News Radio.
New documents show enrollment in the federal health insurance program was very low during the first days it was available at healthcare.gov. The documents released yesterday by a House panel show on the first day only 6 people enrolled for the entire nation after healthcare.gov was launched. The documents further indicate that as of October 3rd, just 248 enrollments were on the books. Daylight savings time ends this weekend. When you go to bed tomorrow night, you will fall back an hour. Emergency Management Director Todd Pritchard says when you set your clock, it's also a good time to check family safety, things like batteries in your smoke detector. He says that should be done at least twice a year.
Nearly 2,700 people die and 1,500 are injured because there is either a non-working smoke detector, and a vast majority of those, there just are no batteries in the smoke detector. Obviously, that's a very preventable tragedy.
Let's get a first look at our Newsline 9 forecast for central Wisconsin. Here's meteorologist Justin Lowe.
A little bit damp out there once again for this Friday with some patchy drizzle and sprinkles. Cloudy skies, a high of 46, west-northwest wind at 10 to 15. Some flurries or sprinkles possible tonight with a low of 33. And then for your Saturday, maybe a light rain or snow shower in the northeastern part of the area. Otherwise, a cool day with a high of 43. Sunday, sunny to partly cloudy with a high of 46. I'm Newsline 9 Chief Meteorologist Justin Lowe on AM 550, FM 99.9, WSAU.
You know, it still looks like Halloween weather outside. For the weekend, we have the six-day forecast and the interactive weather radar 24/7 on our weather page at wsau.com/weather. I'm Chris Conley, WSAU News.